Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Toshma. Fifth line down. So we have this Machlokes and Rebbe Yochanan Mishlokish. Kasev L'Koyin Sheni Chayiv L'Cho Chomesh Slohim. Chayiv L'Tin L'Cho Chomesh Slohim. Ubenoi En Apodui. So Mishnah says that if a person is Machayiv himself to pay the Koyin 5 Slohim, so he made a Chayiv. So Chayiv works. However, you cannot be part of yourself, part of the son, just with his chayvus. So that's the point of the Mishnah over there. But meanwhile, it says that he's chayv to pay him the 5 sloyim. So you see that here the person could be mechayv himself the 5 sloyim, and that it works. It's like a Rebbe Yochanan. The verse says, no, Shani Hosam the Meshubat Le Mira Raisa. He's not creating a new Chiyiv. The Chiyiv is there already. The verse says, well, if that's true, Yehochi, am I Kosab? So what's the purpose of the Ksiva? The purpose of the Ksiva is to generate the Chiyiv. The Chiyiv is there already anyway. So why is Ksiva relevant? The purpose of the ksiva is that he's making a commitment not to give it to a different koyin. That's what he's being mechayiv himself over here, above and beyond the chiyuv of the rice, which is there already. He's generating a chiyuv to this koyin specifically. Okay. Says, Ihachi benoy amai en apodui. If he holds the raisa, so he's generated a bona fide chiv over here. So why isn't there a pigeon over here? Where it says, Kiraula, Damar Ula, Damar Torah. Podui l'chishigitain. My time of Omer benoy en a podui. Gzera shemer yamru poidin b'shtoritz. So the hischayvus alone is not when the is chal. You cannot be poided with the hischayvus, but you're poided with the hischayvus, and he pays it. He's going. The child's going to be podui. The fact. The more is assuming like this. The more is assuming that when he makes this chiv over here, the more is assuming that the pshat in the Mishnah was that this is a new independent chiv. Let's just record the Birchon. This is a new independent chiv. New independent chiv. See, even when he pays, he's not. It's not pidyon. This is paying for the chiyuv. It's just like our Mishnah. A person makes a chiyuv to support the daughter. That's an independent, private, personal chiyuv that he's making. Nothing to do with any other responsibilities that he has. So when he says this, he's now mechuyev to do this because of his own personal chayvus. So it's not a valid pidyon. That's the more assumes in the kasha. The more says. So according to Birchon, that's true. But according to Rish Lakish, that's not true. According to Rish Lakish, this that we're talking about, the Morris Teretzes, we're talking about the Chi of the Rice of Pidyon. So why would we assume that when he actually pays, the Pidyon is not valid? That would seem to not make sense. So Morris says that you're right. That really, we're talking about the Chi of the Rice. And therefore, when he actually pays, the Pidyon will be effective. But Chazal Chama said, even when he pays the chiyuv at the end, it's not going to be effective, because people will come along and say that you can use a shtar chayv for pidyon. So now, let's say the father has a shtar chayv that Beryl owes him 5 sloyim. So he says, here, Kayan, here is a shtar chayv. The Beryl owes me 5 sloyim. You now have a right to collect those 5 sloyim, and I've been part of my son by giving you the shtar. And that's not true. that your pidyon doesn't work by shlish toras. So over here, we're going to use this chiyuv that he generated to the kayin for the pidyon. People will connect that with being part of Rishtoris, which is, and that's why the Chumash said the pidyon is not affected even when he pays the money at the end. Just like by when the father takes the shtar chayv and gives it to the kayin for the pidyon, so the giving the shtar chayv doesn't work, and even if the kayin collects the money afterwards, it also doesn't work. That wasn't part of the father's ma'aser pidyon. So the father has no connection to that collection. If we say over here that it's poda when the kohen collects the money from the father, people will think that it's because of the shtar chayv. So who adin? You can be poda with the shtar chayv, which the kohen will collect from a third party, and the child will be poda. That's not true. Okay. Okay. The Rashi, Levar Lekayin, the third line, the fourth line from the top. Shiyitnana Lekayin Acher. The purpose over here is not to create the Sheba. The Sheba is there already. The purpose of the Ksiva is to designate this kayin as the kayin. Ihachi, the time of Mishum Shibud of the Raisahu. If the Shibud is valid, it's like you, it'll have the same level of as if you had Adim signing on the document. He told him Atam Eda, which more says that everybody holds works, even Shlachish has works. Why is the pinyon not effective when he pays the money? If the father would take a shtar chayv that he has on a third party, and he gives it to the kohen for the pinyon. So that doesn't work. And it doesn't work even when the kohen collects the money of the shtar chayv. It still doesn't work. So if over here we would say, people would say, thus remember, Mali Haishtara, Mali Haishtara. If the shtar over here were allowing to work when the kohen collects the money, so people will say, because he's collecting from the father, people will say, well, who would then when the father gives him a different shtar and he collects from that person, that it works. That's the way Ula understands the Mishnah. But Vanantanam is at the Bukharis. These are not valid items for pidyon. You cannot give the kohen an eved as a payment for the five sloim. You cannot give him a shtar chayv that he has in somebody else for the five sloim. And you cannot give him karka for the five sloim. There's no din of giving five sloyim. It is giving the value of five sloyim, but it has to be something which not of ambivalent. These are not from sukkim; that these are not acceptable. Parakesh b'chol nachal. Okay. Amar Rava says this machlokas of Rechav Shlokas really is kitzanoy. The machlokas tanoy. Okay, what's the machlokas? We have Mishnah Arev Hayotzel Acher Chisim Shtoris. So the Arev wasn't part of the original loan process. He was only added after they'd completed the shtar. And they had him already signed. And we have then in the shtar documented that person says, comes along and signs that I'm an Orev on this this chayv. Okay. So if the Malva wants to collect from the Orev, the Malva can collect from the Orev only from the Chosim B'nei Chorin, not from Meshubadim, because to collect from Meshubadim, there has to be a kol as a form of protection for the purchasers of karka from the Orev. Well, there's no kol because when the Edom signed the documents, which is the Edom are the ones who generate the kol, because by them knowing about it, it becomes public knowledge. He wasn't signed yet. He was only signed after the Edom had signed. So it comes out that you cannot collect from Nechasim Mishabatim. But you could collect from Nechasim Necharit, which means that just adding his name at the end without any Edus is Mechayiv the Orev with the responsibilities of an Orev. Comes along, Ma'aseh Bar Lifnei Rabbi Yishmael, Vamer Gavim Nechasim Necharit. Amal Benanis, and a gavel loy min chasim and echar, loy min chasim mishubadim. So that this is not a binding, this writing up that on this document after the chayv is not binding. If the orev is part of the transaction, the chatchila, and the malva says, I'm only entering into this agreement of a loan because you're the Orev, and he's doing the whole loan al das, the commitment of the Orev. So that binds the Orev, that the Orev is not a valid Orev. But if the loan was there anyway, so what's happening over here? That the person is generating a new independent chiyah, that he'll be the Orev for the situation. But Nana says you can't do that. Like Rish Lakish says, it's not, if he would do it with the process of a documentation with Edus, that's like they were saying out the Meda. But over here, there's no Edus because he was done afterwards. So even though he's mited to it, but who cares if he's mited to it? What's the Mechayev? So Omer Loy Lomas, Rish Mol said to Benanis, why can't you connect that from the Chosu B'nei Chorin? He's mited. Right? Why can't you collect? Walking along, and we see that Reuven is strangling Shimon. He's trying to shake them, get his money out of him. And Levi comes along and says, "Hanach loy, leave him alone. Vani etin l'cha, and I'll pay you." Lachas Potter, Shalal Emunosoi, Havo. He wasn't part of the loan. It's ready, the debt is due. So the person says, I'll pay you. Okay, so Reuben says, great. Goes there, he says, pay him. He says, I'm not going to pay. He says, well, you said you're. No, as I said, I was trying to save the guy, that you shouldn't hurt the person. Not, but what's Machayev? What financial obligation does he have? How is he Machayev just by saying that he has to pay something? So Benana says that that's the same thing that you're saying over here. That it's after the loan was already made, because it's after the Chisum Shtoris, it's after the Edom had signed. I mean, the loan already has been committed to independent of the Orev. So what's Machayev the Orev? So you cannot collect him the Orev even from B'nei Chor. So Lema, Rish Lakta says, excuse me, Lema Rava says, Rechon Damer Kiru B'Shemol. Rish Lakish Amr Kibananis. Okay? That Rabbi Yechon is arguing like Rishmol, that a person can be Mechayiv himself. And Rish Lakish says, Benanis says, you can't. So, L'char, this Mechlakish, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, is Mechlakish, Benanis, and Rabbi Yechon. Okay? So, Morris is like this. No, I'll leave it to Benanis Kaliyam Alopligi. Rabbi Yochanan agrees, according to Benanis, the Benanis holds not like him. The Benanis says you cannot generate a chiyuv, and he holds you could. So Rabbi Yochanan is not like Benanis. But in Rabbi Shmuel, which says that there is hiskayvus, that's where we have a chalukah of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish to understand Rabbi Shmuel's shita. But they are arguing in Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. How so? Rabbi Yochanan is like the simple understanding of Rabbi Yishmael, that a person can generate an independent chiyuv without any source of being mechayiv him, outside source of being mechayiv him. Okay. Reish Lakish says no. That even if Rabbi Shmuel is true over there, what I'm saying over here is still true. How so? Because Ad Kant, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rabbi Shmuel is saying you can generate an independent chiyuv, which is not tied to any outside reason why he has to pay. He's mechayiv himself as an order because he said so. So a person mechayiv himself to give a order because he said so. Like, what's it? Why does it over here he say that doesn't work, and over there it does work? Ad Kant lekomer Rabbi Shmuel hasam. El the shaykh lay the shibuda the rice. Of hachal shaykh shibuda the rice. There is a din of, on the rice level, called arbis, which the Torah is mechayiv a shibud on the person. So the person, by saying, I want to be an orev, is putting himself into the din the rice of arbis. Over here, where a person doesn't owe money, there's no parshan of the raisa level. In other words, the chiddush of Orev is, even though he doesn't owe money, he owes money. That's the chiddush of the parsha of Orev. Right? He didn't borrow the money. What's mechayim to give the money? So the whole parsha of Arvis is a chiddush that you can generate a chiyuv, which is not really there. So, in the parsha of Orev, which is din deraisa, there's a special din deraisa of Orev. So he's entering into that parsha called Arvis. But over here, where it's not the parsha of Arvis, you're saying, well, I just want to generate a chiyuv. You say, excuse me, what does that mean? How do you just generate a chiyuv? So over here, Rish Lakish says, you're not chayiv. Okay. Let's see Rashi. I'm oversimplifying that. I'm oversimplifying that hesber by saying it like that, but that'll work for us a little bit. Okay. Zok Rashi, La'ach Rechisim Shtoris, a little more than halfway down the page, Kupesim and Aleph. Tachas Chasimus Edim, he's writing this after the signatures. It's his kosa, we find in the Shtar, it says, the words, quotes, plenty of orev, and so is an orev. For whom would it be? The person is not denying it. The person who's the orev is admitting. So Rishmol says it's government of chasim b'necharim. The mob collects him in orev. Well, I'm in chasim shabbatim. The mob cannot collect from property that the orev sold between the time of the signing of the, as an orev and the time of collection. But since there's no, he wasn't part of the what he wrote was on a piece of paper, but there's no edus on it. There wasn't an edus of a shtar, so it's not a milva b'shtar. It's a milva peh. So and Menana says no, nothing. So more so, leave the bananas. Klamer pligi, klamer boho shaper kamarto, you Rava who said that this din Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish really depends on this machlokes. That much I'll agree to you. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish will look at bananas. Rabbi Yochanan does not cannot go like bananas. The mother of Rabbi Yochanan, the bananas potter. Rabbi Yochanan understands the current bananas your potter, and he agrees to that. The hashta, because we can say the following argument. Or if the shibud of the rice who the see anochi arvenu, even Arv, which there's a parsha of Arvus in the Torah, that a person can generate a chiyuv of Arvus, even though he has no independent source of the chiyuv, he could do it. Mekileka Aiden Potter, but Nana says when he's doing it, signing after the Aiden, you don't have the Maila Batam Eirai. So Ben Nana says Potter. So Koshken over here, where you're trying to generate an independent chiyuv, which the Torah has not given a parsha for such a chiyuv, that it's not going to work. Okay. Kipligi Klemer Zakrashi Hodu Mukmato Rish Lakish Kimenanis Velochir Bishmol Lessa. So Rabbi Yochanan is not like Benanis. What about Rish Lakish? Can Rish Lakish go like Rabbi Shmuel? So you assume that no, only Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Shmuel. That's not true. Rish Lakish can agree through Rabbi Shmuel's din and differentiate. Dom the Rish Lakish, no afilo the Rabbi Shmuel ka pligna of the other Rabbi Yochanan. Even like Rabbi Shmuel, even if Rabbi Shmuel is true, I still argue in Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Orav is Shibur Deraisa. There's a parsha of Chayim of Arvus in the Torah. So he is using that parsha of Arvus in the Torah. Abahacha Ploni Chayim Lekha Shibur Deraisa. But over here, there's no parsha of Chayim in the Torah which says, if I just come along and say that I owe somebody money, they owe somebody money. Okay. Now, Tosis is over here. Grapples the big choices in the bottom. What is the case of the sugya? Right, the sugya starts off with discussing chayiv and potter atem edai. Rashi says on that atem edai shani ani moedaloi. So the case over here was that the person is generating the chiyuv through hoidos baldin. So then the question is, so what's the connection to the sugya of Arvus? Where there's no hoidos over there, the issue is not hoidos, the issue is, can you generate a chiyuv? Over here, the machlokes is, everybody, if a person walks over and generates a hoidos with all the trappings of a hoidos, it works. If he says, atem edai, see, he's not joking around, he's serious. He says, "Atem edai." Every holds you can be moed and be chayiv because it's also then I'm being moed that I owe him money. Means I'm saying that there was some earlier chiyuv which existed and I'm being moed to it right now and binding myself through this hoidah. So, or there was no earlier chiyuv. You're not being moed anything. You're trying to generate the chiyuv now. So, if Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, we're talking about. Not that a case of chayiv al-nidl chamona, not that I'm being moed that there was a prior chiyuv. I'm saying right now I'm being mechayiv myself to yomona. Then it's a good parallel. I'm discussing generating a new bona fide, a new independent chiyuv right now. And Rabbi Yochanan says it works, Rabbi Yochanan says no. And by Orv, I'm generating a new chiyuv now. And again, we have machlokes whether it works or not. So, but if it's a case of hodah beforehand, what's the connection? The problem is, the more Armila goes into the sugya Matam Edai, which is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which the more Sanhedrin is discussing that in the context of the din of Hidor. So the more over here is talking about a case of Hidor, because the more talking about a case of generating a chiyuv, an independent chiyuv, the more says, well, if you said it to Matam, for sure it works. Why? Who's told? How do you know? Who told you? If you're talking about Hidor, yeah, if a Gemara Sanhedrin tells him, when you do Hidor, and you tell the people, you should witness this, you're saying you're not joking. Good. But if we're talking about, there was no Hidor here at all, so Morris says, if it's a tomato, for sure it works. How do you know? Maybe it doesn't. I can't generate it. I can't just make myself chai when I'm not chai. So what's going on in the sugya? Right.
control the end of the Nagadol, then Shimon Kavashol has not done Shimon Kavashol, so it's just the preparation for that.
Rabbeinu Tamar Farish Kula Sugya B'lo Hidor. It's about, I guess, 9 lines in. So it's at the end of the line. Rabbeinu Tamar Farish Kula Sugya B'lo Hidor. Rabbeinu Tamar says that the whole sugya was talking case that there wasn't a sugya B'Hidor. Shalahoya Chaya B'lo Klum Mitchila. He's not claiming that he had a prior chiyuv at all. That wasn't the case. We were talking about generating new chiyuv. Okay. So when he says he's chayav, it means he's trying to generate the chiyuv right now with a full. The Gemara says chayav l'chamona b'shtar doesn't mean I'm being moida. It means I'm writing a b'shtar to use it as to generate this a responsibility of a chayav. The same way Haidor is Mechayev the person, generating a bona fide, a new Chiyuv, and a Shtar also works. It's not a really good parallel. Because one discussing Haidor, one discussing generating a new Chiyuv. Now, how does this star work? So, what you're generating is a chiyuv. A chiyuv is like metaltalin. And how you cannot create, you cannot be makna. When I'm generating the chiyuv, what I'm doing is I'm sort of being makna a chayv to the other person. But a chayv is like metaltalin. So the chayro, metaltalin are not nikta b'shtar. The ashtarim of the hoyal b'tarach l'michta b'shtara gomro m'shab b'navshe sharei filo b'mir ba'alma yesh tawarm shenikdim k'namr b'samuch. The teretz over here that the shtar is not a shtar haknoa like you normally understand. It's the haknoa is with the amira, like Rav Gittel Mura, by saying something I can be chayv myself. Elamai what? That by shtar psikta, just with amira alone, because of the chiba of the situation, the person really means to be chayv himself. And Rabbi Yochanan's point is over here. That by the fact that you're writing it up in a shtar indicates or generates, either way you want to say it, a deep level of commitment, and that's enough to now be mechayev him through the amira. And then he brings it. So the more says that according to Birchanan over there, a person says, I'm going to commit to give you a small amount of money. If he says a large amount of money, we say he didn't really mean it. A small amount of money, if by saying it, he's mechayev to give it, i.e., we say he really meant it. So you see, you can be mocked at the chayev just with a mirror. Shatarach litim b'shtar ki agav the government makti even though it's a large amount of money, it works. Umasik kitanoi. Then the Mora says that's the mechlagas tanoi. Or b'yotzach chizim shtaris b'chosam atzmai heite. I need plenty, but plenty oriv. I'm being making myself an oriv. Umayachshav who mishtaben. He's making a chiyuv starting now. He'll answer the question which he had before for the Gemara and Gittin. Okay. Now, that's where he's looking to do the whole Gemara. Pirsha Kutra is the time of Hidor. The case is the case of Hidor, that's what we're discussing over here. So the case over here has to be the case of Oriv. Can't be that he's making himself an Oriv now. He's saying, not that I am making myself an Oriv now, I'm admitting that I was an Oriv. Is that a valid admittance or not? That's what Rashi's doing in the Gemara. Okay. But according to the Rebbeinu Tam, the whole sugya is not dealing with Hidor at all. It's dealing with generating a new Chiyuv. And we're discussing, and we accept that you can generate a new Chiyuv if there's a certain level of commitment, like Shur B'Sikta. And the question is, are you generating that level of commitments in these scenarios over here? Okay. Gufa. Let's go back to this dinner of Gittel Merav, Shoy Pesikta. Let's explain that a little better. Amar Gittel Merav, Kama Tanoch and Lemincha, Kach Makach. Kama Tanoch and Lebitcha, Kach Makach. So two fathers are talking. Each one is committing to bring a certain amount of property, give a certain amount of property to the children, bring it to the marriage. And Amda Bekitchu, they each made the commitment, and they went through with the Kedushin, Kanu. So they are now Chayiv to give that amount of money, or that amount of items. Hein Hein the Worm and the Kimamir. So I'm a robot.
Sounds like it's about to introduce a list. This is just saying, in this case, whatever they say.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like it's about to introduce a list of these things are, but Amira, these things not.
No.
Instead, it's just referring back to whatever they had said previously. Two fathers.
Rob said this then, and this Rob says, and this is that concept. This is the concept of, that we have. You can be mocked at the war something with a mirror. This is it. This is the case. So Amar Rava, Misar Vilsa the Rav. The Rav's din would apply to the following scenario. Bibita Nara, the Kamati and all the Yode. Abu Bagaris, Lamati and all the Yode. Loy. That Rav's din would be mistaber to say in a case where the father is receiving, the father of the cow is receiving money, so Agav the Hanor, that he's getting money, he's willing to commit because the father accepts, by now the father accepts the Kedushin. See, he's getting this compensation of the money, and for that consideration, he's giving something in return. The Babita Begaris, where the father gets nothing, it goes to the girl. It would be mistaber to say in that case that the father of the Kala should not be bound by what's happened. But V'elokim Amar Rav Afilo Begaris, but I swear that the Rav said it even in the case of Begaris. And it has to be so. Dilo Temahochi, because if that's not true, so if you're limiting the case of the Nara because the father gets something, that explains the father of the Kala. But why is the father of the Chosin bound? He's paying, not getting, and still he's bound. So what are you forced to say? Just the excitement of creating the Kedushin is significant enough that each person is Geimer Mitzad Atzmai and is Makna of the Chiyuv, and Makna the Chiyuv. Okay, fine. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Devar Mehalalu Nitin Likasev Lo Nitin Likasev. So, can you write a pashtar on this or not? I.e., is this something which you collect from Shabbatim or not? If you write a pashtar on this chiyuv, so you'll collect from Shabbatim. Somebody then Lekeach purchases it, some of the property of one of the fathers. And now it comes time to pay. There's not enough to pay for his level of commitment that he made. The other father would go and collect it from the kuchas. So if you could document it, that's what would happen. Or no, that it remains a verbal commitment, and that's it. Ravashi answered back, you cannot draw it up as a star and with the chiyuv mishoris. Because it's a personal chayiv which is generated on the individual. He's mechayiv himself, but his property he does not become a shubah to it. So he would sell the property away. There's no way to collect from the purchasers because the shubah is not on the property. The shubah is on the person. Okay. So the other starts where there's let's say we'll call it a true chiyuv. He lent the money, etc. There's something which is generating the chiyuv other than the person's commitment. So that generates a chiyuv on the property as well. But over here, the whole thing is just saying he's committing to give. So very nice, you're committing to give. So commit to give. Now you sold it, so kuchas, very nice. But you're not doing your commitment to give. So you're bound by your commitment. It's a financial obligation. But what does it do with your property? So that's
another question. You mentioned that the father of the bridegroom could put in the book in order to collect. What about the couple themselves? Could they go to the
kuchel? No, the chiyuv is between the two fathers.
So they're not parties to the matter.
Correct.
One more question. So could the father get sold? Could he go to the kuchel? Saying, I don't have anything else, you gotta.
He sold.
What?
I see Rashi. Yeah. The fourth line from the top. The Kamata and Oliyare. Kesev Kedusha Olaviyah. By Nara, the money goes to the father, the Kesev of the Kedusha. But Aviyah Ben, Aviv Shal Chosin, the father of the Chosin over here, he's not getting anything, and still it works. So it's the same thing by the father of the Kala. Even though she's a begaris, did they give over a right to document this? If there's no kinyan involved, he wants to now write up Edim, not as a star kinyan, because the kinyan is already there, but as a star raya to prove it. So or not? She said, "Lo the cost. The litra from a mishab, the cannot collect from a shabbatim. The kima the lack of kinyan, lo mishab the nixi. Because since there is no ma'ase kinyan, there is nothing which is mishabat than a chosim. It's just a mere ba'alma. That's not mishabat than a chosim. It's mishabat the individual, but not the chosim. Okay, that's it."